The proposal would force candidates for assembly to run for just one open seat, challenging the incumbent for that seat if that person decides to run for re-election. The current system lumps seats with similar terms together on the ballot. The last 2 years, voters have chosen their two selections from a pool of six candidates. Supporters of the change say it will create a clearer choice for voters. Former city manager and mayor Don Koenigs has been lobbying for this new system.
This particularly proposition puts each of you, if you were a member of the assembly, on a designated seat for a given year, that you hold you as an assembly member accountable for your actions or inaction.
Local resident and former assembly candidate Richard Burke testified against the change, saying it could make for tougher choices for voters.
I'm concerned under the current system, say five people run, you get to pick the two you like the best and vote for them. On the proposed change, say two people run for one seat and I don't like either of them. How am I supposed to vote? And I like the other three. I know I'm supposed to choose the best two, but in that case, I can only choose one of those three, even though I may like two of them.
As initially drafted, the ordinance would have made the change without letting voters decide. The assembly has been pretty evenly split over the proposed change, but so far has agreed to advance the measure. In its second reading this month, Assemblymember J. Stanton Greger said he'd be fine with sending the issue to voters after hearing from local residents on both sides.
It's kind of been a mixed bag, and anytime I'm getting a mixed bag on a topic, it means the community has some pretty different opinions on it, which means a great opportunity for that to go to the ballot so that they can, the citizens of Petersburg can decide how they want it to go. So that seems like a better way to go about this right now.
The vote was unanimous to add language to the proposed ordinance, sending the issue to voters. But the mayor and some other assembly members were still opposed to making the change. Several thought the new system would create more partisan politics at the local level. Here's Brandy Marole.
I think that it's going to bring in more partisan, it's going to keep us away from being bipartisan, and it's also going to make it so that there's a lot more political strategy if you have to pick a seat. And I think it'll also deter people from wanting to run and throw their name in the hat if they have to choose a person to run against. A lot of people are okay with that, but, a lot of times we're sitting here with our friends or neighbors and people don't want to do that.
The Assembly passed the amended ordinance in its second reading by a 4-2 vote, with Marole and Mayor Mark Jensen voting no, and Assemblymember Jeff Mucci not at the meeting. It still has one more reading this month, and if it's passed in third and final reading, it will show up on this October's borough ballot. The mayor's seat is already set up like this. Anyone challenging for that post has to run against the incumbent. As for the assembly, the terms for Stanton Greger and Kurt Wallhuter are up this year. Putting it on the ballot means the first time it could take effect would be the 2020 election. Assembly seats that will be on the ballot that year are currently held by Marole and Mucci. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.